holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Words from a father to a son.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. How are you feeling? How's your family doing? How's your community doing? How's your church doing? How's your wife doing? How's your husband doing? Oh, if they're doing good, I pray that God's strength be in them and God's will be done in their lives. I pray that He does. Hey, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? Are you feeling all right? Yeah. Yeah. I pray that God does something good for you. I pray that God does something good for you. It's a new week, a new day, and man, give God some room to bless you. Give God room, I tell you. Give Him room, give Him room. Don't cancel your blessing by you talking negative. Don't cancel your blessings. You talk negative, then man, if you think about it, look in the Bible. When God would heal people, and He was going to heal people, and if there was unbelief in the room or negative energy in the room, He put them out. He put out all that negative. That unbelief has been, put them out, put them out, put them out, put them out. And then He could heal. It even talks about how He would go to certain cities and couldn't heal anybody because of unbelief. So if you can stop God from, if they stop God from healing people in the city because of their unbelief, you sure enough better believe your friends and people around you, and you, even in your own mind, having negative thoughts and unbelief, it hinders what God can do for you. Especially if you're looking for God to do something that nobody else can do, and you're waiting for a miracle of any sort. Cancel all that negative. Be open to God so He can heal you. And know that listen, you're believing that He took your sins away, so you know He can take away any of this sickness and everything else. If He can remove sin, you better believe He can remove sickness. Let somebody say amen. Yeah. If He can remove all the sin, I know He can deal with that sickness. If He can remove sin, I know He can deal with your banking account. If He can remove sin, I know He can deal with your evil thoughts. If He can remove sin, I know He can deal with your husband or your wife. Amen, amen. Somebody say yes. And I'm laughing, but that's true. Remove all that negative thinking. Oh, man, that stuff is the stuff that keeps you from getting close to God. What does God say? Help my unbelief. Whatever I don't believe right, tell me what I need to do so my belief would be right. Lord, help my unbelief. Yeah. If you want the Lord to help you, you're going to have to get rid of all that negative talk. And I'm not even talking about negative talk about other people. I'm talking about the negative talk about yourself. Quit thinking negative about yourself. So what, you don't have everything? So what, you don't look the way you want to look? So what, you don't have all the money you'd want to have? So what? So what, you can't do this and do that for your family? That's okay. Be open to God fixing all the problems, and then ask Him, what do you need to do in order to get what you need? And then try to get God to say it. Now, if you can get God to say what you need, He'll do it. If he approves it and says it, there be it. It will be right there. You won't have to even miss one. Ask God, what are you supposed to do? Put your faith back in God and stop believing in this economy. Put your faith in God. Don't put your faith in money. Put your faith in God. Everything changes. Men change. Women change. Money change. Change changes. I mean, you better ask God. God is the only thing that don't change. And guess what? When he says a thing, he won't lie to you either. He can actually help you be where you're trying to be. Okay. Now, we got a verse here in Proverbs. It's like a message to the sons. You can say it's for the daughters also, but really it's for the sons. It says sons, so you can use it for son or daughter if you want to. Verse number 20 of Proverbs 6. My son, obey your father's commands. If the sons would do that, it'd be great. My son, obey your father's command. Someone will say, well, I don't trust his father, so I wouldn't want him to do what his father says. I'm gonna let you hear what the Lord said. The Lord said, my son, obey your father's commands. Now, you trust God to infiltrate and to get your son right. If his father is capable of giving bad advice, you pray to the Lord that the Lord will change what your son hears and he will do the right thing. Help the Lord. Ask God to speak through this son's father. My son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instructions. So we need both of them. We need mom and dad. So dad got commands. Mom got instruction. It's pretty much the same thing, but so be it. You know, like maybe your dad has a command of don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And your mother will come around and say, okay, your father says this. This is how you handle it. So sometimes fathers can be hard. They can just be hard and ungiving, unwilling, you know, to move, you know, but mom will come in and massage and massage what you're supposed to do, show you and give you instruction on how and give you wisdom on how you're supposed to approach it. So you need both mom and dad. Yeah. Verse 21. Keep their words always in your heart. And when we say heart, we're really talking about the mind. Keep the words of your mother and father in your mind. Because if you forget what they told you, you'll be wrong. I guarantee it. You'll be wrong. No matter how right you look, it will be wrong. So keep their words in your heart. Tie them around your neck so that you don't forget them. You know how back in the old days, I don't know about people now. Back in the old days, we used to take a shoestring and tie our house key on it and wear that around until we got home from school. And then we know we have the key to get into the house because mom and dad is at work. We know we have the key. And sometimes we forgot the key, and so we had to climb through the front window. Never mind. We did. But it's saying tie it around your neck so that you don't forget it. Tie it around your neck. Verse 22. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you walk, your mom and dad's counsel will lead you. Because see, the counsel and information that they're going to give you should come from the Lord. So if it's not from the Lord can fix it to where you can hear and get out of what they said, the Lord's portion of it. You get what I'm saying to you? So even sometimes mom and dad don't have it down right just all the way, but God can fix it in your head and in your ear and around your neck that you understand the betterment of it. You can say, well, mom said do this, my dad said do that. Wait, okay. Well, mom said do A, B, and C. Dad said do 1, 2, and 3. Wait, God says to do 2 and 3, B and C. Okay, I got it. I can do that. Just alleviate the 1 and the A. And so God will do that. Let God do it. Don't you do it yourself. Don't you do it. Let God do it. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you sleep, the counsel will protect you. The counsel from your mom and your dad will protect you in the dreams when you're sleeping. And you'll have some place to sleep, because if you're not listening to mom and dad, you sure enough ain't gonna have a place to sleep. They're not gonna let you stay there. When you walk, the counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. Here's the other one. When you wake up, they will advise you. See, you'll know what to do in the morning. If you have the instruction of your mother and your father, you have an idea what you're supposed to do in the morning, where you're going. And then when somebody gives you something that's other or contrary to that, what your father and your mother gave you, you'll know not to follow that. You'll follow what your mother and father says. That's what you'll do. Now, God is still the one who's going to give you the ultimate information on what the mother and father means. So that's the part that will be in you, not necessarily what your mother and father said, but what God has gave them to give to you. Whatever God gave them to give to you, that will be in you. It will keep you, 24, it will keep you from the immoral woman. Mom and dad's words will keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. That's what dad and mom's advice will tell you, that, hey, don't talk to that one. Hey, don't date that one. Oh, no, don't bring her home to us. No, it'll save you trouble. It'll save you trouble. Verse 24 again, it will keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. Verse 25, don't lust for her beauty. Don't let her coy glances seduce you. Don't let her coy glances seduce you. These are things that your mother and father will tell you. Yeah. So, and in this proverb, these are things that you can, you know, teach your children. There's certain women that you don't want your sons to be involved with. There's certain men you don't want your daughters to be involved with. And it's all about the information that you give your children. Yeah, it's all about that. Remember, in the beginning of it, it says, my son, obey your father's command and don't neglect your mother's instruction. It's all about their instruction. And then it starts to list certain things that commonly get people. These are things that just commonly get people. See, like it says here in verse 26, for a prostitute will bring you to poverty, but sleeping with another man's wife will cost you your life. See, that's something that you got to tell your sons. Oh, yes. Sleeping with prostitutes, man, that'll bring you to poverty. And sleeping with another man's wife will bring that'll bring an end to your life. You got to be careful and tell your children this. You got to tell your children this. They need to know, especially your sons, because your sons are going to be the ones who actually keep the bloodline going. Your sons are the ones that's going to keep the family going. And they're going to continue to give birth and life to more children and more human beings for your family. So it's best that you give them all the best information that they can handle. Give them all the information that they can swallow, I guess. Whatever they can hang around their neck, give it to them. Good advice will always take your children far. Don't neglect them.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.